I'm so pleased to welcome our next guest, leading Broadway producer Kevin McCollum, to Around Cincinnati. Also in the studio this evening with us is Peter Landgren, the dean at the University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music. Last summer, Dean Landgren announced Kevin's appointment as a distinguished visiting professor at UC. Kevin was a musical theater major and graduated back in 1984 from CCM. He was back on campus in 2005 to receive an honorary doctorate. And that was to recognize his Tony Award-winning productions on Broadway, which all of you out there listening have probably heard of. It's titles like Rent from 1996, Avenue Q from 2004, Drowsy Chaperone from 2006, and In the Heights from 2008. Cincinnatians recently enjoyed his touring production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas over the holidays, and his most recent Tony-nominated Broadway hits, which I had a chance to see back in November on a trip to New York, produced by his theater and media company, Alchemation, and those were the new American play called Hand to God and the wonderfully silly Shakespearean spoof called Something Rotten, an original musical. So Kevin and Peter, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
It's fantastic to be around Cincinnati once again.
Absolutely.
I think the only mistake was the word distinguished. You have to talk about what they're going to call me.
I have to tell you, there are quotes around it, okay, so maybe there's a sense of irony there.
Yeah, I think it was a relative who put that word in.
Kevin, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what you anticipate that you'll be doing on your trips back to Cincinnati.
Well, one of the things that I'm so grateful to Peter for is that as a student, at my sophomore year, the head of the tribunal, so I was in jazz pants carrying a briefcase trying to have meetings, and it was very hard to get people to meet with me about stuff. And the business of the art is something that I started to gravitate towards. I was lucky enough to perform a lot. But I was always interested in why this show, why this theater, how do they sell a ticket? And rather than resist that, after I was still playing 16-year-olds at 26, I transferred sort of my thinking and I got my master's in film producing. And I've always looked for an opportunity to teach or talk to students because I am just looking to share what I wish I had had when I was studying in music theater, because it's an amazing art form that's completely American. We invented it. It's an immigrant art form. And the amount of economics and business it generates is mind-boggling. And I don't think students understand there are so many careers around live arts. And it's not just in the not-for-profit sector. There's a lot of entrepreneurial opportunities and thinking if we create a forum to talk about it. And I hope to try to stoke and sort of energize the idea of art is really what we need to change the world. It should be in every school around our country. And if I can contribute to young people who want to create careers in arts to think about economic models, to create alignment of interests, to create new work, exciting work, and also provide jobs and ways of making a living in storytelling.
You're right. It should be at every school around the country. But isn't it great that it's starting here at CCM? Peter, I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how did this come to be? What led to this collaboration?
Well, Rick, I think it started with a couple of things. First, before I came to Cincinnati, I got to work with Kevin without knowing that I was working with Kevin, as I was able to, in my last job, be the first person to license title of show off-Broadway. And this was one of Kevin's shows. And so I got to know of him and he got to know of me. 2 years later, I end up in my alma mater and wanted to reach out to our successful alums. And there's this guy, Kevin McCollum. And what that led to, especially with his appointment as a distinguished visiting professor, but also really what I'm working really hard with the faculty to create at CCM, which is students may come in being phenomenal violinists, being just remarkable actors, dancers, singers in musical theater. But what we want to create rather than those boxes, rather than those silos, is creative entrepreneurs. I had no idea when I entered CCM in 1975 that I'd actually be fortunate enough to, frankly, fulfill my vision, which was to play first horn in an orchestra, and I did it in Baltimore for 30 years. But I had absolutely no concept at that point that I might return to Cincinnati as the dean of the college. That was just unheard of. And yet this school has a way of giving people possibilities. This guy who was in dance pants carrying a briefcase, who all of a sudden turns into this. Stephen Flaherty, who comes to school as a composer, yet he loves theater. And he almost had to do it surreptitiously before he actually said to his faculty, guess what, this is my passion. I want to learn how to compose, but I frankly want to do it in my own realm, which is in live theater. Kevin has invented and reinvented himself. I've done the same thing. So in essence, how can we at CCM create accidents like Kevin McCollum and Peter Landgren? And how can we do that on a repeated basis?
I think we just figured out my title should be Accidental Professor.
That's it. That's it. Rather than distinguished. I think we got
accidental,
the title wrong.
I think. No, but it's never a mistake if you have people around you who say that keep your artist's heart in whatever you do. And this is what I want to remind people. I think the best business people, the best leaders, every CEO has an artist's heart if they're creating a new company. Sometimes you take over a company and then you can just be an accountant and a business person. But if you are trying to create something new, if you are trying to push culture forward, you must have an artist's heart and also a brain that allows you to transform, to create new families, because that's what creates new economic opportunities.
And I think both sides of that heart, and frankly, both sides of that brain need to understand each other. For instance, Kevin just got done with 3 hours of talking with a wonderful lawyer that he brought down, one of his legal partner for the last 30 years, Lauren Plotkin. And we had students from the College of Law. We had CCM students. We had some business college students who were all talking about how to create live theater, but also how to protect your intellectual property. And yet, how can it be an economic engine without the money being the only end result?
And this is what I said to Peter when he asked me. I said, look, I'm happy to come and work with CCM. I talked to a lot from Columbia to many colleges who asked me to speak, but I've never gotten the lawyers, the business, and the artists in the same room to say you are all in the same business. And let's talk about it. And that's what I think is the headline of what's happening at CCM. And I think it's going to be quite powerful because it's not just CCM. It's the entire university, hopefully the entire city. And hopefully the city is going to benefit from these young minds going out into the world after they have these sort of classes and seminars that we're going to be teaching and uching, which is a technical term, uching the world forward.
I understand that part of what is going to come from all of this maybe the workshop of something new. I wonder if both of you could maybe say a few words about that.
Yes. I think one of the things I have missed from observing Cincinnati from being away is when I was in school, there was something called Hot Summer Nights, which allowed a working professional environment. Even if you had your equity card, because it was a college, you were allowed to work. And if you didn't have your equity card, you could play roles. You could try material. What they didn't do, and Stephen Flaherty was at school when I was there, they hadn't developed to the point of having someone to also find those new composers to bring in brand new original shows. They brought in some shows that
I was in town when that happened, and I saw most of those productions.
Part of my vision here for coming here is also being an advocate and perhaps a beacon of sort of gathering to reinvent Hot Summer Nights again, and this time infuse it with new work. But the first thing we're going to do is you also have to work with the students and the arts administrators and the business school, like, okay, this is a new work. How are we going to acquire the rights? And do it in a classroom situation where we could actually just do a workshop for a couple of weeks of a new piece of material. And it could be a musical, it could be more dance-driven, music-driven, but the point is, it's intellectual property that for the first time we're going to put on its feet. And what does that mean? And so while we're actually trying to figure out what the show is, we're also going to figure out who owns what, why, who would have the license in a not-for-profit situation, who would have the license in a commercial situation, and almost like Model UN for musicals. I think it's, I just made that up, so there you go. Accidentally, the accidental professor.
That's right, yes. And Kevin's absolutely right. One of the ways that we're really driving entrepreneurship at CCM is how can we partner with a for-profit company like Alchemation, which is what Kevin runs in New York, to say, how can we help you do your business? How can we give our students a great experience and then potentially share in putting a brand new show up on its feet? We're already doing that at CCM with Cincinnati Opera and Opera Fusion New Works. And literally some of these shows that were already shows that are out at Minnesota Opera or St. Louis, but there are others that we are self-producing here and through the workshop process, then getting it up on its feet. To do that with the American musical, I think, is something that would, frankly, not only electrify our college and our university, but this entire community.
I think this is all really such an exciting sort of thing. And Kevin, I was going to ask you how you could possibly have time in your demanding career to fit in something like this, but I think you've explained it, because really what you're doing is feeding a pipeline that is eventually going to benefit the work that you do in New York City and the world of musical theater more broadly.
It might, and yet it's never the destination. If it happens, it happens.
Sure.
But one of the things I remind myself of, I knew Rent was going to be a hit. A lot of people who were in the business didn't know that. And it taught me very early on, always surround yourself with young people and be open to new ideas. So I hope to be able to meet the next wave of composers. I've always been a champion for new work. People who've never been on Broadway or off Broadway, I try to get them to market to kind of change the world a little bit. So what's great is it re-energizes me just from reminding me of why I'm passionate about it. That really has nothing to do with potential economics to come later. But at the same time, if it encourages someone to stay writing before they go into advertising, then I've done my job.
Well, it's certainly exciting to have this very direct connection to Broadway, a place that most of the CCM musical theater students aim for following their training here in Cincinnati. And we'll want to be following this closely as Kevin's work takes shape with all the talent that converges on the UC campus. For more information about CCM's musical theater program, you can follow a link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with Broadway producer Kevin McCollum and CCM Dean Peter Landgren about an exciting 3-year collaboration that's happening on the UC campus. Thank you both for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks,
a pleasure.
Rick.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.
Find glory in a song that rings true, truth like a blazing fire, an eternal flame. Find one song, a song about love, glory from the soul of a young man, a young man. Find the one song before the virus takes hold, glory like a sunset, one song to redeem this age.